Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, CJ, in the studio with me. We've been talking about an interesting topic, and being that Vinnie Two Tanks has been paying attention so well so far, I figured it's time for a pop quiz.
I have a question he won't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he will. He's paying attention today. But go ahead.
This is
just a question for Vinnie
wager.
Two Tanks. $100 that Vinnie will not know.
I say he won't know, then you say he will.
I will not take that wager, but I do.
I'll take it.
Jerry.
Well, I do own Alex Brilsky's book, The Complete Scuba Diver.
Okay. Well, that says absolutely nothing. So go ahead and hit us with that question.
Well, I read parts of the book.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if you know.
Vinny,
here we go.
What TV show was Greg talking about earlier in the show?
TV show.
I know.
Boob
I got it. It's not Sea Hunt.
It's not Sea Hunt, no.
But I believe it's this show I've never watched
TV.
And I hated it
in his life.
Survivor.
Survivor. He got it.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
CJ has $100.
Okay. See, I was just going to ask him something much easier. Like, what were we just talking about in the last segment, Vinny? Did you ever figure that one out?
We were talking about deploying a safety sausage.
No. Incorrect. Oh, no. You're incorrect, sir. We're talking about where you put your keys. There are other valuables.
I forgot about that one.
Oh,
yeah.
You forgot. Okay.
There's two issues there.
Two.
I got one of them.
All right.
Yeah. I don't think we're talking about safety sausages.
We never brought up safety sausages at all.
I thought you guys were talking about deploying lines and stuff. That wasn't safe. What was that about?
No.
Dive flag.
No.
He was talking about a dive flag.
In Vinny's defense.
Yeah. They were talking about lines and stuff.
When you brought up prison purse.
That's where Vinny hides
his sausage automatically comes to mind.
Okay. That's enough. Actually, here's another.
I don't get that either. What's
okay,
you talking about?
Yeah,
now?
We don't want to go there.
Forget you.
But
guys.
No, yeah, exactly. Tell
me anything that's complicated.
It's way. Sure. This is much simpler, though.
My life is easy.
Oh well, I'm about
Relax.
To make it. Here's a tip.
Ignorance is bliss.
See if you think
He's
this
a man
is
a of leisure.
Yes,
that's it. That's a very famous saying.
Right, I've heard this from Vinny before. But no, here's something that Vinny you could use. This is an idea on what to do, say, with your keys while you're diving, is to get a little watertight, like a pill box kind of thing, like a thing, and throw your key in there. And it actually, then you clip it to your BC and it doubles as a noisemaker because you can shake it and the keys will rattle in there a little bit. Genius, isn't it?
And attract nobody's attention.
Well, no, that's what I mean. That's why you have a noisemaker, Casey. Sometimes, if you want to alert people
to
the fish,
chain bangers, rattlers, whistles underwater.
What?
Nobody pays any attention.
What are you talking about? I always have a shaker with me. I use it very sparingly, but it comes in handy.
I have a shaker with me too, but it's above the water.
I don't get that either.
I don't either. And I think we don't want to.
Have you made a cocktail lately?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
that was funny. I got that one.
Well, you're easily amused.
Nobody else got it.
About.
I don't know what she's talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so but is that not a good idea with the keys? I mean, you could make a...
Sure,
no,
Greg. That's
bad
a
idea.
Wonderful
bad idea.
Idea.
Why, Brittany Brown?
Because I'd be worried that I'd break my key, that the thing would open up. Like,
yeah, I think
it's
it would
in
open.
There. It's in the BCD pocket. It's secure. Don't mess with
it. Hold it under your
just
tongue.
Keep diving.
I'm just saying you
can
get you
around.
Well,
just get you a damn magnetic freaking case and stick it under your car somewhere.
I think duct tape it to yourself.
Duct tape it?
Yeah.
What, to your midsection or your leg or something?
Your arm.
Greg, why has everything got to go back there?
Yeah, Greg.
This was CJ that came up with this idea. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but you're placing it.
He was just trying to locate a spot.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Wherever you want.
Yeah, wherever
you... In nether regions?
Well, not that there. It's personal preference.
You keep in mind, Greg, you do have to take the tape off at some point.
Kelly Clarkson.
Greg, okay. You taint go there.
Wow.
Let it die.
You're like Clark Griswold.
Let
Greg.
It die.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking
about. Hey, Griswold. Hey, Griswold.
Huh?
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Ah, that's not appropriate.
Oh, my God.
You got a lot of nerve talking to me like that.
Well, I'm talking to you. God.
Okay. All right. You guys really need to get your
let's go back heads to diving.
Out of the out of the gutter. I think my idea.
You started it, Greg, with the midsection.
I'm just saying,
poopy boy.
He started it with the prison purse.
Well, pants. I'm just saying that I think the if you have a little like capsule airtight device, throw a key in there or key fob or whatever, then you can shake it. It's multitasking as a noisemaker.
Enema.
I think it's genius. Right, none of you guys.
Let's move on to the next subject.
Okay.
We have Kenny from Tech Scuba on. We can
from
talk
Sweetwater
to you.
Scuba. Good. I'm glad you got scuba. That right, Casey.
Well, he does technical diving and.
Well, I don't know. What do you?
It'd be an actual diving topic on a diving show.
Oh,
you're assuming we have other topics lined up.
This show is not about that.
Yeah, tell him, Vinny.
It's not about that, and it's there's a good reason what it's for, and it's very successful.
What's it for, Vinny?
It's to enlighten the world about Greg.
Okay.
Radio Empire.
God bless him. God, you know, he finally gets it. You know, you know, I mean, thing is, we're about to cross over the threshold of Scuba Radio's 29th year on the air. You know that.
Look at me. Look at me.
What is why is Jerry laughing? Why
everybody is, look at
you
me.
You find that humorous.
I'm Greg.
I don't get it.
Just laughing along with Beatty.
You know, the problem here is that Greg hasn't seen the water in years. His nose is pointed straight up. And, you know, when the air gets
sweaty, Florida tourist. What do you expect, Casey?
Scuba douche. Scuba douche.
Is he going through chemo right now on the air?
No, he's roasting you.
Oh,
quite successfully.
Chemo fog. I'm trying to get all this stuff out of my system now.
Ah, okay. Well that makes sense.
Anyway,
he thinks we're at the Friars Club.
Something.
Yeah. Say that again, Jerry. What? But
let's go to Kenny for something.
Yeah.
Kenny, do you have something or are they putting you on the spot?
Anything at all.
And they're like, hey.
Ask me anything, Greg. I'm here for you.
Okay.
What kind of beard oil do you use?
Excuse me? What kind of what?
Beard oil.
Beard oil?
Oh, maybe he uses beard wax.
Does it smell like maple syrup?
I think these are your ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Doc Johnson, I think, has borrowed some of Casey the Tobacco's Nuts chemo medicine or something.
It's good stuff. He swallowed half of it.
Yeah, well, there's that. Well,
he may use the Bigfoot special on that.
Oh, you just be quiet now.
We hadn't mentioned him. They've gone a long time, and you just ruined
you guys. I mean, you know, he's a little jelly, probably, because last week his better half was out, you know, making the best at stand-up comedy.
Greg, can I
didn't go very well?
Can I respectfully request that you never use two words ever again? On
which
show?
One?
Jelly and anywho.
Wrong. I will not.
Okay.
You forget that.
I tried.
As Vinny pointed out to everybody, this show is about me.
Right.
And I will do what I damn well
please.
Why
don't we call it Greg Radio?
You know what? That's the first smart thing you've said.
Because you're very gregarious.
For 29 years.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, Greg Radio. It could be a thing. Right. Maybe we got to do a change.
You can talk about hamsters and whatever you want.
Huh?
Right, yeah, we used to talk about weird.
Okay, let's just mute all of them there. This is Greg Radio, not Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad Radio. Come on, get in line, gang. All right, look, hour two's on deck. We're going to check in with someone who is actually at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in Sea Caucus, New Jersey, going on this weekend.
Check yourself in the Sea Caucus.
Yeah, much, much more coming up in hour two. Stay close.
Stay in the know. If you be pressurized air, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.